You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with, once again, Sean Geithner, founder and owner of Believe Tees, an online loose leaf tea company that provides teas, accessories, and tea education. Sean, welcome back to e-commerce radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, great to have you with us. So tell us, for those that may have missed our last conversation, what made you decide to make your tea business an e-commerce store?
Well, as you know, in today's world, you know, more and more people are going online to shop, and the brick and mortar traditional type store fronts are just not where people are going now. And it's the online shop or store is a much easier place to offer larger, you know, varieties of things. And in my case, that would be teas and accessories. They go online to do business and to learn. And, you know, I want to be able to reach a larger audience and charge less for my products and incorporate a teaching piece to my business, which is much more easily done online. There are just tons of resources for that now. And teaching is in my background, so that's something that I, you know, that's close to my heart. I want to be able to do that and sell my products. And there's just a lot of wonderful ways to do that online now.
What are some of the challenges that you've run into with your experiences?
Well, the learning curve is huge. You know, you have to be willing to do a lot of research on your own and, you know, webinars and talk to people and get help and just be patient with yourself, because there's just so much to learn and, you know, so many things are being changed so quickly online. Things are updated or upgraded, or, you know, they've added new things. So it's a constant constant time of learning, and which can be challenging because you feel like you have to do everything yourself, and that's hard. You can't do everything yourself. So the website maintenance and design piece of it, I found that to be, you know, very difficult. So that's something that I got a little help on down the road. And another thing was the accounting part, which just really for me wasn't very much fun. It took up a lot of time. So that was something, that was one of the first things I let go of and let somebody else handle for me, so that I could focus on some of the more fun parts of my business, the marketing and the teaching and the, you know, the content writing and that kind of thing. So the biggest thing I think is just being, having to learn a great deal in the beginning, but, you know, you do get it over time.
What are some of the ways that you deal with these issues? Get into that. I'm sure we can learn something there.
Well, as I said, getting help is really important. And then one of the biggest things that I did just recently was I switched my website from a hosted platform. Actually, I'm using BigCommerce, but there are lots of other ones out there like Shopify and some other ones. And I switched what I, you know, kind of website that I had to this other kind of platform, which they charge a monthly fee that's pretty minimal, but what's nice is they handle all the back end stuff. I mean, it's everything's updated on a regular basis by them. You know, they have connections to channels like Amazon, which, you know, I'm now getting my products on as a result to, you know, of making the change, and other connections to things like ShipStation, which help to automate my shipping. Which I'm saving money now on, and I'm also, you know, not doing individual steps for that. It's more automated because I'm able to do it through this hosted platform. So that was a big, big help for me. And they have 24/7, you know, help. If I need a question answered, I can just call them and they can talk me through it. So that's been huge. And then I also found a robust email service to help with grouping and segmenting my email list so I can send out more specific emails that are going to bring more conversions, because, you know, we all want that when we're selling things online. And my list, or in general, when you have a business, your email list is of the utmost importance because it's really the only thing that you own and control. And so you constantly want to be thinking about it, building it, segmenting it, you know, making sure that the people that you have on your list are people that are really interested in your product, and you constantly want to be building that list. So finding a robust email service was very helpful. And then a third thing that I started doing was social media scheduling, because that is something that is so important in business now. And it's almost like you need another person to handle that aspect of your marketing and your business, is the social media piece. But there are services out there now, some of them free, that will allow you to schedule social media. And that has been a huge help, because then you're not constantly trying to get on the different channels of social media and, you know, be updating throughout the day. If you can schedule ahead for weeks or a few days ahead of time, it really saves time. And that's something that I learned to do as well.
Awesome stuff there. Today we're joined by Sean Geithner, the founder and owner of Believe Teas, an online loose leaf tea company that provides teas, accessories, and tea education here on eCommerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So Sean, how has these strategies helped so far?
Well, they've taken some of the pressure off by, you know, automating more of my tasks, which was a big goal that I had for myself a couple of years ago, was to start automating stuff. Because when you're trying to do every piece yourself, it's overwhelming. So by incorporating these things that I mentioned, the email list, the hosted platform of the website, the social media scheduling, that has allowed, it's taken the pressure off. Some of it, and made more of my tasks automated, which is huge, because now I have more time to work on things like videos, teaching videos, webinars, ebooks, and, you know, ultimately spend more time with my family too, because I'm not focused on all these little itty bitty tasks that now are handled in other ways. So, you know, it's really, really helped to it's helped me to be able to focus on the fun parts of my business, which keeps you pumped and keeps you going and keeps you wanting to, you know, continue to do it.
And of course, the big question is, where did you learn these tips from?
Well, a lot of reading, a lot of online webinars, and I've started getting involved in Facebook groups with people that were in similar businesses, and it's amazing what you can learn by doing that. And then I also have a mastermind group that I meet with periodically, and we, you know, toss around ideas and share strategies, and that has been a wonderful help as far as, you know, getting me involved in some of these things. In fact, my mastermind group, they were the ones that, you know, really talked me into, or said, you know, that I should go with the hosted platform for my website. And it was just like a real aha moment. And once I did it, then it was like, oh, I should have done this a long time ago. So, you know, groups like that, and then just constantly reading and researching. And then, of course, just trial and error, you know, also. If you try something and it doesn't work, you try something else, and, you know, that's another way to learn. So just lots of different avenues.
In conclusion, what advice would you give to anyone looking to create their own business?
I would say pick something that you love, because you're going to be doing it many hours of the day. So pick something that, you know, you're going to want to spend a lot of time doing, because you're going to be doing it a lot of the time during your day. And then also, don't try and do it all yourself. As soon as you can start getting some people to help you with certain tasks, for instance, accounting, like I mentioned, or some of these other tasks to help automate some of the things that you do, then it's going to, you know, allow you to move more quickly and expand your business more easily. So I would definitely give those as, you know, advice or tips for somebody who's getting ready to start. And also, be sure to reward yourself. And I say this a lot, because if you're starting your own business, there are not systems of incentives. And, oh, if you make this much for your, you know, group, then you win a trip to whatever. There just aren't those kinds of things in place. So make sure you're doing things to help reward your own successes. And that can mean, you know, going to a spa for the day, or taking your kids to the zoo, or whatever a reward is for you. Just, you know, be sure to reward yourself and your successes.
Sean, it certainly has been good to have you back, and certainly have appreciated all the advice and insight here. Most helpful, especially for e-commerce business owners out there. Tell our listeners where they can get all the details on Believe Tees.
Well, my store is online, of course, and it's www.believetees.com. And you can go on there and find information about the tees that I have, the accessories that I offer. There's lots of content about, the types of tees that I offer and the health attributes that go with them. I have a lot of information on my Facebook page, the Believe Tees Facebook page. I also have a Pinterest page and Instagram and Twitter and all of those avenues as well. So you can find me there. And now you can find me in this interview as well. So I'm excited about that.
And we are as well. Sean, always good to have you. And thanks so much for joining us here once again here on E-Commerce Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Sean Geithner, founder and owner of Believe Tees, an online loose leaf tea company that provides teas, accessories, and tea education. And for all the details and to shop around, visit BelieveTees.com. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also access our live stream on iTunes Radio as well as TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.